it's really fun to push the limits of your comfort zone, because that's how growth happens.
So it's really inspirational to be a rookie that measured up to these other veteran teams.
It blew my mind. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm doing science.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Outside of the Box. And I'm excited to have another one of the National STEM Challenge champions on with me. And this time I have Lino, who came up with this idea of the Kinetic Kicks 2.0. So I'm really excited to talk about it today with you, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Now, first of all, I'm curious to hear, you know, about like kind of the process of getting into this in the first place. Have you done anything like this before? And, you know, what was it that like gave you this idea and you decided to enter in the National STEM Challenge?
So yeah, I'm a what I like to call a serial inventor. So the Kinetic Kicks 2.0 is my fourth invention. And so I've been inventing for a long time, and I kind of saw the National STEM Challenge online. I was like, wow, this looks really cool. I think I'll apply to it. And I just applied, and yeah, it went super well. So I'm super excited.
Yes, for sure. Now this project in particular, because you said that you've been inventing for a while, how did you come up with it? Because I think, you know, when you think about some of these other things that we've seen where, you know, like somebody walking on a treadmill to potentially power something, you know, it seems like it's a really good idea, but to do it in like a shoe insert is very innovative. And I'm just curious to hear about how you came up with that.
Yeah. So is it okay if I start with my 1.0 version?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Go right ahead.
First, the Kinetic Kicks 1.0, it was after soccer practice one day and my phone was dead and I was unable to call my mom to tell her to come pick me up. And then I thought back to science class when we were learning earlier in the day, and I was remembering that energy can't be created or destroyed. It's just transferred from place to place. So I thought, if I'm super tired right now and I don't have enough energy to charge my phone, can I transfer the energy I just wasted on the soccer field into my phone so I can call my mom to tell her to come pick me up? And that kind of sparked the Kinetic Kicks idea. And then I decided to improve upon it a couple of years later with the Kinetic Kicks 2.0, because there's this really big winter storm called Winter Storm Uri in Texas, where I live. And the power grid was seconds away from complete failure, which, if you don't know, there's an East Coast grid, a West Coast grid, and then Texas has its own grid. So we're completely like alone out here. And so if that failed, we would have lost power for months, the whole state. And that would have been really terrible. So I thought, I should definitely keep working on the Kinetic Kicks, because there definitely is still some application for it today. And that sparked my idea for the Kinetic Kicks 2.0.
That's great. I think it's a really like inventive way of thinking about a solution to a problem. I mean, I, you know, in talking about the National STEM Challenge with Carrie Byron back months ago, part of the idea was to have you look at problems that affect you and find a way to create solutions to them. Now, I'm really curious. I mean, I don't know if you found this out in your testing, but how much energy do you think one person might be able to produce in a day just by simply walking around and doing what they do?
So I did a couple calculations for this. And so for an average human, one step of the Kinetic Kicks is 0.05 volts. And so basically with 100 steps, you'd be able to start the charge of an iPhone with 5 volts. So, and the average person takes around 100 steps per minute at normal walking speed. So within 12 minutes, I calculated you'll be able to charge your phone to 10%. And within 120 minutes or 2 hours, you'll be able to charge your phone to 100%. And of course, there are still many possibilities to expand upon this technology. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
That is great. Now, I'm also curious if there's any other applications for something like this, not just putting it in shoes for people, but like really anything that moves. You know, like, is there a way to hook something up onto like a pet or something that, you know, when you're walking your pet, that they could generate energy and then transfer that energy somehow into something?
Yeah, of course. I think there are infinite possibilities with the Kinetic Kicks 2.0. And I feel like you can integrate the technology with, like you said, anything that moves, like cars, trains, airplanes, even pets. And I mean, like within the cars, trains, and airplanes, like the technology could be even like in the vehicle, so it charges the vehicle itself, or on a platform for the vehicle to drive over so that it could charge the surrounding areas. Really, there's infinite possibilities of what you can do.
Yes, especially with the vehicles, because when you think about it, like, yes, we have electric vehicles, but you have to take that vehicle to a charging station to charge it. So if there was a way to essentially charge it as it was running, that would be even more convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, even like in the wheel, so that when it like drives over it itself, it's creating energy. Or even just like, you know, on a platform that would drive over, that could create energy too. I mean, there's really a lot of possibilities here.
For sure. Now, what are your future plans regarding this project in particular? Because obviously, like, you started it with the 1.0, you've gone to the 2.0. So it seems like you're iterating on the idea. So what's, you know, what is the plan for it at this point?
Well, I want to keep improving upon it, of course, keep making it more efficient and more user-friendly. And right now I'm currently patent pending. So that's a big process that I started. And so that's really exciting too. And I just want to, I think, just move forward and see where it goes.
Yeah, definitely. Now, as for the National STEM Festival, well, first of all, when you found out that you were a champion, what did you think? Like, how did you feel about that?
Oh, I was super excited. Like, I had no idea that that was going to happen. They actually called me into the office during school, and I was like, oh no, like, what's going on? And it was actually turned out to be a super good thing. So I was super excited, and getting to experience that was amazing. Yeah.
What are you looking forward to with the festival? You know, because there's going to be other champions there. I mean, it sounds like a really big, awesome event just to get to be around like other creatives and those that have like STEM-based minds. So I think it seems like a really cool thing.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see more innovative young minds, you know, and just see other people who are like me and just like changing the world through inventing and making a positive impact.
Yes, we need more of that. It's very important. Now, it seems like this has been a thing for you. So I was going to ask you foresee a future career in STEM. I mean, it feels like you've already, you know, kind of got this entrepreneurial spirit with doing STEM-based things. So it seems likely that that's kind of the path that you're taking.
Absolutely. Yeah. I would love to study some sort of STEM field in college and then continue to work in that field after. I'm not really sure which one yet, but I'm researching and looking into it. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to see what the future holds.
I always like to ask this question because I think it's important for a lot of people to hear, especially if they're hesitant to like try and, you know, do things like this. But I mean, what would you say to kids out there who think that like they can't do something like this, or they think that like they could try and do something like this, but it's not going to actually make a difference in the world?
Well, I would say, first of all, that failure is the mother of invention. Without failure, you don't have progress and you can't move forward and get better at something. And so I've had many, many different trials and errors during my different invention types. And I used to say, try, 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 fail, 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 try, 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 until you finally succeed. And so, I mean, inventing is really all about failure, and you shouldn't be scared of it. You should embrace it. And even if it does get hard, you can take a break, but you can always, you know, get ready to come back and fight and keep working on your project. And I think there's really nothing to be afraid about. You should just go for it and get at it, because failure is good. Failure helps us grow.
Yes. Nothing usually works right the first time. So now, since you brought it up, I have to circle back. You know, I'm just curious, because you mentioned, you know, you've done other inventions. What sorts of other things have you done prior to the Kinetic Kick?
So my first invention was an adjustable band that you can wear as a ring that protects your fingers when you're playing a string instrument, so you can keep playing without your finger hurting. And so I played cello at the time, and I had really bad calluses. My fingers hurt a lot. And even though I don't play cello anymore, I play guitar. And so that still helps me out today. That was called the string ring. And then my second invention is called the soul solution. And at the time I was playing soccer, and I had indoor soccer, outdoor soccer, turf soccer, grass soccer. So all this different types of shoes, right? I bought so many shoes every year and my foot kept growing. So it felt like it was a waste of money and a waste of resources because, you know, the rubber soles on the bottom of a shoe take very long to decompose. So I thought, what if I can just combine all the shoes I need into one with the sole solution, which is a shoe with a detachable sole that you can switch on and off for different activities. So you can have a soccer shoe, a basketball shoe, an indoor soccer shoe all in one. And then after that, of course, the Kinetic Kicks 1.0 and the Kinetic Kicks 2.0.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, like I said, solving solution or you know presenting solutions to solve problems that pertain to you and likely lots of others specifically, I think is amazing. I mean, is that really what motivated you initially to kind of start inventing? Is like, hey, you know, I have this problem. No one else has a solution to it. I might as well try and do something about this.
Absolutely, yeah. Where my inventing comes from is seeing either a problem that I have or people I know or people I care about or even the world has and just saying, hey, it seems like no one's taking a crack at this yet. I might as well try. Or seeing something that may not be working as well as it should and seeing, hey, can I improve upon this or can I make it better? And that's really what inventing is all about, you know.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I mean, is there any other like things or advice that you would have for other, you know, kids out there or, you know, teenagers or really anyone as far as, you know, creating and inventing and like all of this stuff that you've been doing?
Well, I really think the first rule is just to not give up, you know. If you have a problem, if you're looking for a solution, you can't give up. If you need to keep working, keep trying until you actually find it. And that's just my biggest advice. And take failure in stride and use it to make yourself better and to make your inventions better if you're an inventor, which I hope everyone would try and be. Because with more inventors, we can make the world a better place.
I couldn't agree more. Well, I wish you the best of luck with showing off what you've done at the National STEM Festival. I hope it's a great time for all. I'm sure that, you know, everyone's going to be really excited to attend and, you know, get more people thinking about these things and wanting to kind of get more involved directly. So I think that's great.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for everybody that's watching, obviously make sure that you support STEM. You know, if you have the opportunity, go check out the National STEM Festival in April. It sounds like it's going to be a great time. Keep watching the show, like, subscribe, comment, all of those things. And we'll see everybody next time.
Thank you.